hear that?
Yeah, sounds like fun. Hey! Hey! What are you doing with my laptop? Hey, dude, come on, give it back. It's gonna get soaked.
Hold on. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
What the hell, man? You wanna get hit by lightning? Come on, man, give it back to me, dude.
No, stop. Do you hear that? Do you know what that means?
Time to go back inside?
No, you moron. The storm hour is on.
And we're live on the Storm Hour. I'm the host, Jake Chief, and with our other host, D.L. Watson, and we're proud to be here today.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not very proud.
Oh, okay. Well, we're whatever. So, how are you today, D.L.?
I'm good. I will come out and say that I'm broadcasting with you guys in my boxers, and I have Blender open. Yeah. Blender open, and I'm getting gray hairs as we speak. And, yeah.
DL, no, truly, do not let that concern you. That seems to be you're spending a lot of time with it, because truly... it'll take you about maybe 5 to 10 hours of sitting there playing with the buttons and all that, and you'll be amazed at how easy it is once you get that regimen of how all the buttons work. And it's not that bad.
To be completely honest, it's starting to grow on me. I mean, I'm starting to like the user interface. I'm starting to get used to the keyboards
and you're spinning
around.
You said you played with Max 3D.
Oh, I have Max. So.
Okay.
I'm just looking at an alternative to Max because I'm using my uncle's license, and Max doesn't like it when you use other people's licenses for their programs.
But still, you already have a familiarity with the 3D environment,
right? You know, I'm educated with some of the lingo.
Can you use, I don't know if you can use SketchUp for your Movie Storm modding, can you?
Well, yeah, all my mods get exported as a SketchUp file.
Oh, okay, that's why I brought up what I did, Jake, too.
It is the Storm Hour. We're talking about modding.
For the Storm Hour.
For the Storm Hour.
Anyway,
old man, get off the radio. Jeez,
well, I just want to say that's how I got into the 3D modding was through that other thing, SketchUp.
Yeah. Well, SketchUp is good. It has some good things about it, but there's things about it that I don't necessarily like. So that makes it difficult. I'm very much grounded in the, not to draw my box, but I like to just create the box.
Well, it's fine. The SketchUp is fine for boxes.
Yeah.
try to make something that is organic. It's just about impossible. I mean, a rope laying on the ground. Try that sometime with SketchUp.
Yeah. Probably not going to work out too well.
No, it won't.
All right. My week's been good. I released my recent new Movie Storm add-on pack called The Cave, which is up at my marketplace at store.leafum.com. You could download it for free or get the better version for $4.99. That's available for those who are looking for a claustrophobic environment with mushrooms and cave sickles and rocks and mines and all that stuff.
And do we need any certain packs to have that pack?
Nope. It's completely independent on its own.
Brilliant.
So, obviously if you have the Halloween pack, you can enhance it because then you can add spiderwebs and bats and all that stuff.
Skeletons
and all that stuff. But it's completely independent on its own, and it does come with 3 pre-built sets if you get the premium version. You know, you got an outside of the cave, and you have the interior of the cave, and then also we have another prop set that comes with it called the mine, which has like a mine cart and mine tracks and some textures to add to the wall, floor, and ceiling, and then what some wood supports to make it look like they, you know, carved out a tunnel, and they got the classic mine wood supports that hold up everything. So, and some rock piles and some different variations of all that. So, it's definitely a cool pack. Just
yeah,
made
sounds,
it on the whim.
Like I'm interested in going to get it. So,
yeah.
I'll go.
Well, anyway, so that's why.
Let me ask you a question about that.
Sure.
Is this a you buy this mod from me thing, or are you just doing it?
What's your question? I'm sorry, I don't.
Are you selling that. This mod?
Yeah, there's a free version and there's one that I sell.
Okay. Why?
And of course, the free version has less.
Yeah, I was just curious as to why you would make a paid version of something.
Well, because that's the time and resource that I spend in it. I'm also unemployed and
say no more. Say no more. Unemployed works for me. Yeah, you had me at I don't have a job.
So I mean, it would be different if I was working and I was making money, you know, then I would just, it would come out much later and I wouldn't have much time to work on it, but that's what I spend my, my time and my money on, so, because I have to spend money on the textures that I use to create the mods.
Hey,
and
you want to advertise? we can do radio ads. I give you a good rate on radio ads.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, I'm sorry. Continue.
Anyway, so yeah, it's available, people. And so how's your week been, Jake?
Phenomenal. Of course, I think I said this last week, I finished filming Kyoryuken. Isn't it sad that I can't even pronounce my own movie title? And then, so, I've been editing that for about a week and a half now. And, you know, I'm just waiting, the main thing right now, I'm just waiting on some music for, Per's, Kielstofty, I think that's how you pronounce his name, for the music. He's composing all the music. So, when he's done with the music, he'll just hand it to me, and then I think I would be all set, sending it over to TMU Theater, and then just wait on for a premiere, which will be exciting. And I also just made a trailer, which will be also sent to TMU Theater as well.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, very cool.
Yes, are you looking forward to the movie?
I'm looking forward to any movie that gets submitted to TMU Theater that I get to administrate. So, looking at your bloopers, it looks like it's going to be pretty funny. You said it's like 16 minutes long, right?
Yes, right now the duration is 16 minutes and 26 seconds. It always varies, but right now that's the duration. So, it's,
very cool.
So it was really fun to make. A couple hard stuff to film, you know, it was, a first for almost everything for me. First time I directed a movie that I did not write, Shirley wrote it, as most of you probably know. And then also the, of course, first time I actually have a composer, to do music for me,
right.
Customly, personally. So, you know, that was a first for that, so it's a first for everything, so you know, it was a great experience to make this movie.
Oh, sweet. I'm glad that that you had a good time making it, and hopefully people like it when it comes out. So
yes, I'm very excited.
Very cool. Anything new in the movie storm going on, Jake?
Some good movies are coming out, you know, since Phase Morpher Pack came out, there's a lot of actual movies coming out, which I'm very happy to see. One, which will be my Dig Chief recommendation for this week, if Can I do my Jake Chief recommendation first, since this
is one of the...
Yeah, alright. Well, my Jake Chief recommendation this week is a movie called Albion. Albion, I believe it's called, and it's a movie of just amazing visuals, amazing sets, amazing, like, I really liked how the characters looked, very distinctive. As Lex Atrium, who's the director, said, it was a tongue-in-cheek look at European stereotypes, so it's a very good movie. I love the visuals and everything, and I think it's a must-see. It's been getting a good response, which I'm really happy because it's it deserves a good response. Very good movie. Movie short. And the a lot of people have been asking about a church which she uses in the movie, of like where to get that, and she said she posted a comment on that, saying the church interior is adapted from a SketchUp model by 58. So it's from SketchUp, from that church interior. The movie itself is a must see, and I recommend it to anyone.
Oh, very cool.
Have you checked out that movie yet?
No, I have not.
I'm just posting a chat now.
Alrighty.
Okay. So it's in the chat, and yeah, it's a really good movie.
Good. Well, I'll have to definitely check that out and leave a review for that director. So. Thank you, Jake, for your recommendation.
And actually, one more thing, too. It's also that, Lex Atrium, I believe, is a female, but she actually plays a male in this. And I believe, and it's very amazing. You wouldn't even tell that it's actually her. So, just point that out.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what's in the Movie Storm news, DL?
Not much.
Yeah, it's,
been pretty quiet this last,
It has been.
These last couple days. I know that the 48-hour film festival was going on, which our good friend, Act3 Scene24 entered, and, who is a Movie Storm user. He got second place in the first 48-hour film contest, so woohoo for him. Good job.
Yeah, and that's a great movie, too.
Yep, called The Bone Orchard.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen that, definitely check that out, either at the Movie Storm site or at TM Underground. We discussed it last week. They released a talk show pack. I actually finally got the pack, and it's pretty cool. The only thing I wish that it had was pre-built sets, which, for whatever reason, it doesn't have the pre-built sets, free to use, but, you know, still some great props and some great animations that, make it easier to be able to have conversations while sitting down. So, definitely something that people should check out. Movie Storm's been doing some tutorials about how to film in a green screen environment, which is pretty cool. Helps you do some compositing and doing some stuff in third-party programs like After Effects. So definitely check that out. It's up at their blog at moviestormblog.com. It's been pretty silent. Let me check to see if there's anything in the development blog here. Nothing new in the development blog either, so it's pretty quiet, not much going on. They deserve a little break. They've done a lot of work, putting together the new version of Movie Storm and getting it all set up and ready to go with the face morpher and Which, you know, it's been pretty cool to see some of the films that have come out that use the actual face morpher. Especially, you know, people taking the time to create different looks to their characters. So, and from all of us who worked with the movies, it's, you know, it brings back, good memories. So,
yes.
And they've got a lot of cool, I mean, you can pretty much do anything you want with the faces. So, and then I know they're working on a face decals pack where it could add more blood and more, you know, different effects like bear mauls and dirt and dust and all that stuff that you can apply to a character's face just to add a little more realism to it. I do want to remind people that back in back on the 16th of August, they put up a little teaser for something they may be working on in the future, which is some fighting animations.
Cool.
And they've even hinted at with swords and stuff. So that would be really cool. I know that there's me, myself, and a lot of other people have always asked about having some fighting animations just to spice up their movie storm films and have, you know, more action going on. It's pretty cool. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
All right. What we're going to do is we're actually going to cut the show short today because we don't have a guest for our second half of the show. So what we're going to do is we're going to announce our Storm Award winner for today, and then we're going to just head on home.
Oh.
So, Jake, do you want to do the honors and talk about the Storm Award winner for last month?
Sure. There were so many amazing movies that came out last month, but we can only choose one. So, I would like to say, highly congratulations to Plowman, for his movie Iced, which was an amazing comedy, which he made earlier last month, and it's must see, and it's a great for the Storm Award winner. So congratulations to Plowman, and can't wait to see how you turn out in December in the poll. So good luck.
Yeah, good job, Plowman. There were some things that I thought could have been worked on as far as, you know, some of your camera angle choices and stuff like that. But as a new studio who's just come into Movie Storm, you put out a pretty good film. I liked your creative use of, you know, props and sets that you've gotten with the sci-fi pack and stuff like that. And, you know, you did a really good job with the voiceovers and, you know, just putting out, you know, a pretty good film. So congratulations. And for those who do not know what the Storm Awards are, I'll go over it real quickly. The Storm Awards are, we hand out a verbal congratulations to a filmmaker who we felt put out the best film for that said month. You can't win twice in a row, so you can only win, you know, once in the year. And we've gotten 9 people that have gotten this award so far. And at the end of the year, which is December 31st of this year, January will be the month where we set up a poll for the community to vote on the best 3 of the 12 that have, you know, been selected for a Storm Award. And whoever wins grand prize will win the grand prize, whoever wins second prize will win the second prize, and obviously a third prize. So those will be the best 3 films of the year, and the grand prize winner will win a Category 5 Storm Award trophy modeled by yours truly, and then you can have bragging rights for the rest of the year until we award our next winner. I've just got in contact with Movie Storm to see if they'd like to sponsor. So, cross your fingers. Hopefully, they take us up on that offer, and we'll see what comes of this at the end of the year. So, congratulations, Plowbrain. Love the name, by the way. So that's that. Well, Jake, do you have any final words? Oh, do you want to do a chat room shout out? Is there anybody in the chat room listening?
Yes, there actually are. We have Alonzo, or Sean, as I call him, as well as Kente, RGR, Roger, who's busy right now, and Squirrel Girl. So, a good bunch. And Steven Dyson was listening earlier but left. So, yes. So, yeah, good bunch.
All right. Well, thanks guys, for listening. Yeah, sorry we got to cut the show short, but we just we didn't make the time to get a ghost, a guest today. And we will see you next week. Jake, final words?
Storm on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. Here she's gonna tangle on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. How can I even try? I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them in the state I'm in. How could she say to me, love will find a way? Gather round all you clowns, let me hear you say, hey, you got to hide your love away. Hey, you got to hide your love away.